Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, good evening. This is Jaden calling from National Opinion Survey. We are just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Are you a registered voter by any chance?
Independent.
Oh, okay. And are you registered to vote, though?
Yep.
Okay. And will you be able to spare a couple of minutes to do this survey with me?
A couple of minutes.
Okay. Oh, I didn't get that right. Can you read that for me, please?
I said, yeah, a couple of minutes.
Okay. Thank you very much. And just to make sure, are you in a place that you can speak on your phone safely?
I'm always safe.
Okay. Thank you very much. And just to make sure that we are representing everybody, do you mind if I ask your race?
That dude say, now I'm black.
Black, thank you very much. And I know it's a still long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50 chances, or you will not vote?
Probably.
Probably, thank you very much. And do you mind if I have your age?
38.
38, thank you very much. And please rate your level of motivation for the voting in next year's presidential election for Congress and President on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you are not at all motivated and 10 means that you are extremely motivated this year.
You said 10 is extremely motivated?
That's right.
5.
5, thank you. And some people care a lot about politics, while politics is less important to other people. How important would you say that politics is to your personal identity? Would you say it's very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Well, politics is... Now, when you say politics, you mean like the issues or just like the back and forth?
Well, primarily it's your interpreting about the question, but I would say politics as in general.
That's a hard question to ask because I don't like the politics that's going on, but I do care about the issues.
Right. So in that case, would you say that it's somewhat important then?
Hold on. So let me give me a definition of politics, make sure I'm asking this right, so I know what, let's see, because I got a little different definition of politics.
Okay.
The activity associated with the governance of the country and the area, especially debate or conflicts among individuals and parties having hope of achievement. Nah, I don't care about all that. I just care about issues.
Okay, so would you say it's not too important or not important at all then?
Nah, it's not important at all. The definition I got.
Okay. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you very much. And thinking about the direction that the country is heading in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied in the direction which your country
very,
is heading?
Very dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied. Thank you. And when you hear about inflation and the rising costs, who or what do you blame for the most? Would you say the Republicans in Congress, the Biden administration and their policies, the big businesses, and corporate pricing, gouging, and greed, the Federal Reserve raising interest rates, the COVID pandemic, or something else?
Well, politics, I'm going with Biden. Inflation, I'm going with his policy, his, basically the current presidency, Biden, even though I voted for him.
Right. So Biden would be the option, right?
Yep.
Thank you very much. Now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress to focus on. For each, please rate on a scale from 0 to 10 on how important of an issue is this for you to have your members of Congress focused on, okay? 0 means that it's not at all important, 5 means that it's somewhat important, and 10, it means that it's extremely important, okay?
All right.
First one is fighting back against racism and discrimination.
So you said, I would say it's more than 5, less than 10. So I'm going to say 7.
7, thank you. What about creating more jobs and raising wages?
8.
8. and reforming the criminal justice system to address sentencing reform and stop racial profiling.
10.
Reducing crime.
9. Yeah, 9.
Thank you. Ensuring our borders are secure.
What was the first question you asked?
The first statement?
Yeah.
The first statement was fighting back against racism and discrimination.
So I said that was 7, so this one, boredom, say 6.
6, thank you very much. And making housing more affordable.
6.
6, thank you very much. Switching gears a little bit, and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove the way that Joe Biden is handling his job as a president?
Disapprove.
And would this be somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you very much. Now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them, and a 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold, okay?
Got you.
First one is the Republican Party.
Seventy.
Thank you very much. What about Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Robert Kennedy Jr. Oh, that's the new guy. I don't even know. So I'm gonna say 50.
50. Thank you. And NAACP.
What is that?
Oh, you haven't heard about NAACP?
Mm-mm.
Okay, no problem. What about the Planned Parenthood?
50.
Oh, 50?
Yeah, okay.
Thank you. Barack Obama?
100, that's my man.
100. And what about Joe Biden?
0.
Donald Trump?
So I said 100 for Barack, so I'm going to say 75 for Biden, I mean for Trump.
75. And Hakeem Jeffries.
Don't know, so 50.
50, thank you very much. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today,
Trump!
The candidate... Oh, okay, thank you very much. And would... Just if you can permit me to finish the question, I need this.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were the Republican Donald Trump and the Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Donald Trump.
Thank you very much.
I was going to let you know I never voted for a Republican in my life.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now let me ask you. Which candidate did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Did you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden then?
Joe Biden.
Thank you very much. And now thinking about racism in America today, do you think it's getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
I mean, in general, I mean, it's getting better. I mean, it's still got an issue, but I got to say it's getting better compared to the past.
Thank you. And now I'd like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which one of the following do you believe to the biggest threats of African-American community right now? I'm going to read you a list, okay?
Okay.
First on, Donald Trump getting elected president again. Second, cuts to the social safety net, like Social Security. Third, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms. Fourth, stagnant wages and rising costs. Fifth, book bans that threaten to erase our history. Sixth, a lack of greater economic opportunities and job in your community. Seventh, rising crime and violence. Eighth, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism. And ninth, the lack of quality education opportunities.
That's a hard one. So you said 9 is education opportunity. What was 6 again?
The 6th, give me a second, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community?
I'm going to say 6.
6, thank you very much. And will this be your only option out of this list?
6, what was 9 again?
9, the lack of quality education opportunities.
6 first and then 9 probably second.
Okay, thank you very much. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what the President Biden is doing right now? And have you heard a lot? Have you heard some, only a little, or nothing at all?
Well, I mean, to a certain extent, I'm not going to act like I'm super informed. But, I mean, I watch the news, so I got a little information on what he's doing.
So this will be some, right?
Yeah, so.
Thank you. And... excuse me for that. And has what you've seen, read, or heard about the President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
Less favorable.
Less favorable? And will this be somewhat or very much unfavorable?
Very much, because I don't even like it anymore.
Okay. And I want to read you some of the things that Joe Biden has gotten accomplished in his first 2 years in office. For each one of them, please tell me how important they are dear to you, okay?
All right.
First one is, a third of the judges appointed to the federal bench are African American, the most ever. Would you say this is very important, somewhat important, not very important, or not important at all?
I mean, to me, is it neutral? Can I get a neutral?
Oh, the most close to neutral will be somewhat important or not very important.
I guess it's somewhat important.
Okay, thank you. What about cap the price of insulin at $35 per month for Medicaid and Medicare?
For me, that's not important at all.
Not important at all?
Mm.
Okay, thank you. What about invested nearly $6 billion to support historically black colleges and universities?
Yeah, that's important.
Would this be very important or somewhat important?
I need something between somewhat and very. That's a hard one. Because it's important, but it's not the most important, because I don't want to say very, but it's better than somewhat. But if I got to choose, I'm going to say very.
Very, thank you very much. What about ban chokeholds and no-knock warrants for federal officers?
Very.
Very, thank you. And invested $50 billion to stabilize the child care industry and the child care centers?
Somewhat, I guess.
Somewhat, thank you very much. And now that we have discussed some of the accomplishments of the last 2 years, I'd like to ask you again, do you approve or disapprove the way that Joe Biden has had his job as the president?
Yeah, those things don't. That's not the reason why I don't like him. So I'm gonna say still disapprove.
Right. But in this case, would you strongly or somewhat on each of these?
Strongly.
Strongly approve. Strongly disapprove. You said right.
Strongly disapprove. Yes.
Thank you very much. Now I'm going to read you some reasons that others have given for why it's important to vote in the 2024. Please read each of them on a scale from 0 to 10, whereas 10 means that it's very convincing reason to vote, 5 means that it's a somewhat convincing reason to vote, and 0 means that it's not at all a convincing reason to vote, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The first one is, MAGA Republicans are focused on rolling back our rights and controlling our bodies. They have appointed judges to overturn Roe versus Wade, pushing a national ban on abortion, and even trying to ban things like Plan B and limit access to birth control. This is an attack on a woman's health, but it's also an assault on our freedoms to make choices for ourselves and control our bodies. We need to vote to ensure we can determine our own futures.
What's 5? 5 is neutral, right?
Yeah, 5 is that it's somewhat convincing.
Hold on, what is 4?
Oh, so the scale is from 0 to 10, and 0 means that it's not at all convincing reason to vote. 5 means that it's a somewhat convincing reason to vote, and 10 that is a very convincing reason to vote.
4.
forth. Thank you very much. The second is, when we come together, our vote has power. Sometimes it isn't always clear how voting helps us. But when Joe Biden put the first African-American woman, Ketanji Brown Jackson, on the Supreme Court, it's because of your vote. Your vote did that. When Democrats established Juneteenth as a federal holiday in the 2021, your vote did that too. Your vote led to a $6 billion new investment into historically black colleges and the banning of chokeholds and federal agents. Your vote has tremendous power. You have the power to bring about change and to protect your community. Your vote can do that too.
That's a question, or that's, what is that?
Yeah, that's one of the statements.
What is my scale again?
Yeah, from 0 to 10, on how convincing do you think that is for you to vote?
I mean, because that's kind of hard, because, like, the investment in black colleges, so-called, those things that matter to me. Other stuff, Supreme Court justice, that's kind of, and then I can't remember the last one. So I'm going to just go with 5. I could go higher if you took some of the things out, but because you added some things I don't like, I'm going to go with 5.
Right. Thank you very much. And sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So let me ask you now, can you please rate me the level of motivation that you have to vote in the next year's presidential election from 0 to 10?
I wanted to be the same, but I can't remember what I said, but I'm going with 5.
5? Thank you very much. And what stood out to you the most from the arguments that I just mentioned to you before?
The only thing that really stood out to me is the investment in historic black colleges, the ban on chokehold, and you said no-knock warrants, and then it was something else that I can't remember. But those are two things that stood out to me.
Okay, thank you very much for that. And I'm going to read you a list of sites or apps. For each, please tell me whether you have used them in the past 2 days or not, okay?
Yep.
Snapchat?
Yes. No, Snapchat. No. I use it, but not you said last few days?
Yeah, in the past 2 days.
Yeah, 2 days, yeah. Now I use the office, and now I use Snapchat.
Okay. What about Twitter?
Twitter, did I use that in the last couple days? I say no to that too, I guess. But I use it, but not in the last 2 days.
Okay. What about Apple News?
Apple News, that pops up all the time on my phone, so I'm gonna say yeah.
Okay. And Instagram?
All the time.
TikTok,
not that often, but I definitely use it in the last couple of days.
Okay. Oh, so that would be a yes or a no?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, for now, yes.
And YouTube?
YouTube, yes. I use YouTube, too.
And Facebook?
Never.
Never? Okay. Thank you very much. And switching gears a little bit, these last few questions are just for statistical purposes only, okay?
I'm enjoying it. You keep on going. You can add more questions.
Thank you. And, well, these are just the last few, so I can let you free for the rest of your day, okay? Can you tell me what was the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I got a master's degree.
Master's degree?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widowed?
I classify myself as single.
Single, thank you very much. And do you have any children under the age of 18 living in your household?
Yes.
Yes? And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Thank you. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say that nearly all, more than half, about the half, less than the half, hardly any or none at all of your neighbors are white?
It's not the top part. You said less. Can you do the less?
Yeah. So the options are nearly all, more than the half, about the half, less than the half, hardly any, or none at all?
I want to say hardly any.
Hardly any, thank you.
Well,
and how would
so is in between hardly any and none at all, so I'm going to go, with, I mean, in between, I mean, not at all, but the top, some, just whatever I said, not that many. Let's go with that one.
Okay, so hardly any, right?
Hardly any, yes. But it's a little more than that, but I'm going to go with hardly any.
Okay, thank you. And how would you describe the area that you live in? Would this be urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Suburban, thank you very much. And where one or more of your grandparents were born or outside of the United States?
None.
None? And have one or both of your parents born outside of the United States?
None.
And were you born out of the United States?
Nope.
Okay. And that will be pretty much it for the survey. Again, once more,
right.
I have to give you thank you very much for the time that you have spent here with me, and I can only wish the very best for the rest of your night, okay?
But I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to give you some good feedback, because usually I hate
right.
these things. But
right.
for some reason, I like you doing it, so keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you very much. That really makes my night.
You made my night. I appreciate it.
Same. Have a nice night.
You too.